NCRP Productions presents Unhallowed Metropolis, Secrets in the Sands, Episode 27. And welcome back to Unhallowed Metropolis, Secrets in the Sands. This is Barry, and I'm going to take a quick run around the table.
Hi, Barry. This is Pedro.
Hi, Pedro.
I'm playing Dr. Desmond Wright, the Doctor.
Hi, it's Sequoia, and I'm playing Frankie the Undertaker.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ty. I'm running Ray Callahan, our pugilist.
Hello, I'm Michael. I'm playing Dr. Everett Wolf. He may be a doctor. He may be a throat. Who knows? We're going to see how this gunfire show goes.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm playing Aiden, and Aiden's wondering what the hell he signed up for.
Hi there, this is Jill, and I'm playing Raya the Mortar, and I've just brought knives to a gunfight.
So true, so true. All right, so...
That was a good one. That was a good one.
Last week, we went ahead and finally left the camp and took the beds out across the desert. And so it is a 3-hour trek out of the Bedouin home, across the desert, to the cliffside, where you'll be going down to the water cave, the cistern is what I was trying to say earlier. The temperatures you guys have walked from inside the camp to here has dropped precipitously. It is now somewhere under 32 degrees and freezing. At the bottom, you've made it down the thin goat path to the bottom. You are now trekking across the sand towards the opening. You are maybe 400 feet away from the opening when a shot rings out from the cliffside. Go ahead, everyone, and give me a wits roll. We're looking at a perception roll.
Any penalties because of how dark it is?
There are not at this point.
15.
15.
Damn, why haven't I been rolling these right? Dice for?
I've got a 20.
18.
Ray's looking for a fight.
19. No, 21. You're going to die.
And 21. So, no, 18 and up, you guys are going to all see the flash from up on the cliffside, up on the left from where you guys are as you're walking towards the opening to the cistern. That would be... Yes, that would be the left on the map that we've drawn here that will not be seen because we aren't doing a live podcast. Or a picture podcast, I guess I should be saying. So, immediately... Akbar yells out, and for the two of you that speak Egyptian, he says, run for the opening. Okay? So the line currently, Aiden, you're up front with Nod, which should be interesting. Right? There's been no problems with him. He's not playing games of shoving or anything stupid like that. He's been whatever you would consider to be extremely professional in a situation like this.
I mean, they have a duel.
He looks back at you, and he says, ready, picks it up, and runs. Yep. Go ahead and give me a vitality roll. If you have acrobatics, you may give it to me. I believe your Wastelander would... No, because Wastelander covers it. Or Survival would give it to you as well. The other one, when you guys are making these rolls, tracking will be another one that you can add. Pick the best. Don't add them all.
So everyone's been making that roll?
13, not yet.
14, okay.
15.
Oh, sorry, 13.
So the two of you are running forward comfortably. Raya, give me a roll. Next roll is going to be Wolf.
Sorry, repeat. How far away are we from the cave entrance?
The front bed is about 400 feet from the cave entrance.
What the fuck? We only saw one gunman?
Only one gunman is shot.
21.
Okay. He's a Rodian, though, so he's good.
Wolf, next one is going to be Ray.
Wolf rolled vitality for a 19.
All right. Ray, next. Frankie's going to be next after that. And Wright, go ahead and give me one as well. Ray?
I'm going to use one of my rerolls.
Okay.
Ooh, that's not there good. Well, I'm probably dead.
That gives me a 19.
19, very good. Frankie.
16.
16, right.
The double ones!
Oh, no.
So, everybody starts running.
This is when you get shot.
Dr. Wright.
Very unsatisfied.
Oh, now you're actually going to have a leg injury.
So, Dr. Wright, last game, you came down the hillside and have been walking with gun in right hand, Valise and cane wrapped up in the left hand. As everyone runs and you realize it's time to run, you're starting to lose the cane, you grab for the cane, and you trip on yourself and hit the sand. Everybody else is running forward. A second shot rings out, Akbar hollers out faster from up on the cave wall. You hear someone yell for the Egyptian speakers, stop. For the rest of you, it's a pretty good resounding voice. And Akbar says, ignore them, run, run. Everybody go ahead, we'll go into initiative rounds now.
I just want to stop and see what happens.
Well, you are stopping, because...
No, I know, but it's... two opposite ends of the spectrum.
Okay, so, yeah. Aiden.
21.
All right, Raya.
24.
Wolf.
16.
Ray.
13.
Frankie.
23.
Right.
14.
All right. So, Raya, you are first. You are second in line. For any of you that can run faster, the person you are with can't. Just to see if you're going to push. You have many, many options. Consider what you'd like to do. I'm not telling you to, but things like you can drop the bed, dive for cover, all those type of things. Let me know what you're doing. So, Raya, you've had two shots have now rung out, both from the left wall.
Is it possible that we could make it to the cave entrance?
Well, it's possible you could make it there. At the rate you're going, carrying the beds, it's going to be a little bit. Game terms, it's going to be 10 rounds probably to get there pulling those beds.
Oh, okay. Then I guess I'll just keep going with the person that I'm carrying with the bed then.
For each of you who have more than one action, moving and carrying the bed is a single action. Meaning you have others, if you wish to hold them, you can.
Remind me, we can only move our maximum movement on one of our actions. We can't.
Yes. Okay. You can't do it.
Barry?
Yes.
How far is Dr. Wright from me?
If you take a quick look back, Dr. Wright is a long ways behind you.
Okay.
Dr. Wright is approximately 20, 40, 60, 80, 100, 120 feet back.
I'll just hold my other two actions, then.
Okay, so just let me know as we walk down at any point. One more thing I got to read in the rules a couple weeks back as I was really trying to restudy them. When you're holding an action, you cannot interrupt somebody else's action. However, what we've done for our game is we've said that if you are holding the action as a reaction to something else, I am going to hold two actions to shoot anything that steps through that door. I am still allowing you to effectively interrupt the person coming in. But in a normal situation, if you want to take an attack, I will get my first attack before you get your held action attack. Okay. So, we are moving down from Raya. Next is Frankie.
Okay, so if I wasn't carrying the bed, I would go faster?
Yes.
How much faster?
You would be about four times the speed.
I'm going to scoop the kid up and then start running.
Okay. Jeez. Grabbing the kid is a single action.
Okay.
You are going to go ahead and give me... I don't know that there's anything like a composure roll or that type of thing, so I am going to have you give me a will roll.
Okay.
As you scoop the child up, I don't know if you remember, it's been a lot of
weeks. I remember.
But the condition the child's in with the flayed skin, which has been sutured up, it is goop.
He's on a blanket, though, right?
Right. He is effectively wrapped in a blanket.
Okay.
So you are picking up on the underside, but that wetness, that stickiness,
little
that
gooey
moisture.
Burrito.
Yeah. It's going to come there.
All right, Will.
It's not like you're not already covered in vomit.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty fucking nasty. All right.
Corn? How did corn get in here?
We'll never get a Chipotle 16. Sponsorship.
So with a 16, you have no trouble scooping him up, and you are running at your full speed.
Full speed
towards
to the cave. Yeah.
So that is going to move you up there.
Oh, fans, I was just kidding.
Okay. Raya, you are currently moving with the person who has your bed, right? You are still moving in the line.
Yes.
Okay, Frankie, as you scoop the child up, you, I'm assuming, drop the bed.
Yeah.
All right. So the person that's with you, when you see him, is looking around, but you ignore and run forward. So from 23, we go to 21, and that is Aiden.
So I'm going to grab whatever side's heavier, or I'm going to hold whatever side's heavier, and I'm pulling out my gun, and I'm going to take a couple paw shots at the guy.
Okay. Are you going to move? Are you going to try and continue moving? Okay.
Yep.
All right, so you're going to take a shot up. How many actions do you have?
Two.
So one will be taken up for doing this. The other one is effectively a shot in the dark. So before you roll, let me give you an idea what you're doing. You are effectively
shooting.
I do have
Night Fighter, so I ignore...
Do you for shooting with Night Fighter?
Yes.
Okay. So that will help, but... And you tell me again, you ignore.
I ignore attack modifiers for poor visibility when making the attacks with the missile.
Okay. So, in that case, then, you are just at minus two.
Okay.
Because of the range.
Yes.
I figured that would be useful since, you know, you probably get into a lot of gunfights underneath the crypts and stuff. There's not so much light. Well,
awesome. I love you two, Dual Die.
And you said it was minus two, so...
Oh, it's going to be minus four because you are moving. My apologies, I forgot about that one as well.
All right, so... Wait, it's, you take the highest one, right?
No, you add them all the modifiers. So it's minus two for moving and minus two for the range.
So I have a 13.
So with a 13, you don't hear anyone scream out.
Okay.
Everybody do keep track of ammunition. If you are dropping things from your person, make sure that you mark that it's been dropped. Bed doesn't count. So then we are going to step down, and that ends you for turns, correct, Aiden?
Yep.
All right. So moving down for 21, we're going to go to Wolf at this point.
Wolf's pure focus is trying to keep calm as best under pressure and carry this bed with the guy. All it really is just... One action to move, and I'm holding the second action.
Very good. Remember that you've got it held. We are next going to go to right. So right, you have fallen.
Can I get up?
You may. It takes an action to stand up.
I hit my life alert. I'll stand up.
That was Wolf's hold action. Shit, now I have to help him with the life alert.
Help me, Wolf. Help me. I'm just a poor old man. I thought you liked helping people. You wouldn't leave someone to die, would you? That would be what monsters do.
And then as soon as I get up, you just zap me.
Yeah. Snake in the grass. I'll use one action to stand up.
Yep.
And I'm like 500 feet away from the person on the roof, if I remember right. Because 400 to the other roof. The cliffside.
Cliffside.
The roof of the cave, which is the
cliffside. You have no idea at the distance you are from the
person. Okay, it's very far. And everybody's just running.
Well, most everybody is running with their beds. Frankie has grabbed the child and jetted out ahead of everyone.
Oh, I'm going to count how many parts fall off that kid.
God damn, Pedro.
At this point, I'm just going to... You know what? I don't even care at this point. This is my life at stake. So I'm just going to...
You're going to run.
Sprint. And know what? I'm a spry man.
Go ahead and give me a roll. You are going to be making a coordination roll. You may add survival or tracking or acrobatics to it.
Can I ask why we're making a roll? Is it just because the ground rocky?
Because the ground is a mix of stones and sand.
Sounds good.
I have a question.
Yes.
When we're adding survival, are we adding that to the base attribute?
Yes. So it would be the number for the attribute. Plus survival. Or the highest one that you're going
to
add.
I've been rolling low, but good to know.
Okay, but you successfully made it.
I realized I forgot to add my pistol skill to that, so it actually
would be 15. 15 still will not.
Okay.
I didn't realize but you add remember. The... I thought you couldn't add the attributes and the skills.
If I call for it, I'll give you the ones to add.
Okay.
This is a case where I'm trying to get a roll for something extreme. You all should be able to run.
Yeah. I got you.
17.
So with the 17, you are good.
So I have a pace for about 40 feet. So because coordination times 10 feet, I don't know how you're doing it, but
no, you're good. You're good. You're gonna keep pace with Frankie at present because you had to get up.
Cool.
All right. So Ray, everyone in front of you is running with their bed.
That's the only thing I'm going to do, too.
Okay, very good. If you have another action, you'll hold it. So then, Nod, who's with you, Aiden, says to you, he says, higher, higher up. And he's still running with you. Okay. That was his entirety. And Akbar yells up. He yells up into the cliff face. And you guys, the two Egyptian speakers, we have wounded. Let us pass. We need water. We need sanctuary from the cold. And then, this time, a few shots ring out. There's a shot that kicks up in front of Aiden and Nod. There's a shot that kicks up... Actually, Frankie and Wright, where you guys are at, it kicks up just to the side of Mei Ling as you're passing her. She kind of pulls back from it, but continues running.
Sanctuary in hell.
The end of that, him yelling, give us passage, is cut short. You guys will hear kind of an.
Okay, well, I'm like gonna start building up a really eloquent "I told you so."
are there any more actions anyone would like to take till we get to the top?
No, I think that's it.
All right, so back to the top. Raya, Frankie is up very close to you. You see Frankie and Wright running. Frankie has something in his arms.
Okay, does it look like it's the child?
It's big enough to be. In this dark, as you guys are running towards the cliff face, it is getting darker.
I just imagine Frankie running like this. Like...
I actually sadly imagine Frankie holding the child to his chest.
Oh,
I mean, all the rest of the disgust is just kind of washed away as he thinks this innocent child must be saved.
Exactly. Do I think that I could run faster if I lifted the woman off the bed and carried her over my shoulder?
Well, you believe you probably could.
You could. I mean, what, 600 pound dead weight?
Right, again.
Yeah.
Craziness stuff we discussed earlier. But, yes.
Okay, then I'm going to pick the woman up off the bed on one of my actions.
Okay.
Throw her over my shoulder.
So you do not think, well, give me a wits roll. Not wits, I'm sorry, I keep doing that. Give me an intellect roll.
You're right, I did not give you the super soldier serum, man.
You don't want the super soldier. 20.
With a 20, you are going to decide you don't want to throw her over your shoulder. The condition that she is in, you've seen near death before.
Can I motion for the guy who was carrying the bed with me to help me carry her?
Yep, go ahead and give me a charm roll now.
Eh?
Well, basically what you're doing is trying to get your point across as to what to do.
You guys are...
I'm going to use my reroll.
We're going to get to the cave, and you're like, okay, take an inventory, and like your kid's not going to have
be
a head,
10.
And
Stop.
Yours is not going to have a leg, because you threw him over your shoulder, because they're corpses.
I'm sorry, a 10?
Yes.
So as you're making motions, and you go to pick her up, he yells something, and he looks very angry, and he pushes on the blanket to hold her down. You are now wrestling with him to get her off the bed. And he's holding the blankets down and then periodically take his hand off and gesticulating at your edge of the bed. And eventually he pulls back and lifts his edge and looks and just glares at you and says something loud.
Okay, I'll just keep carrying the bed with him.
Okay. That will take a total of 2 actions. I believe you still have one. Frankie.
Running.
All right, so Frankie continues forward. Mm-hmm. All right. And right. Nope, I'm sorry. I was just looking down the line. Aiden is next.
I do that all the time. Yeah, that ain't hitting anything.
Okay, took another shot?
Yeah.
All right, and you are still running with Nod.
Yep.
All right, then moving down, we're going to hit Wolf next.
Wolf is still moving and holding action.
Perfect, right.
Wolf, are you getting angry?
That's my secret, right? I'm always angry.
Well, I mean, all I got in this world is the move.
So you're moving.
Yeah.
All right, so Wright continues forward. Ray.
Moving.
Okay.
Ooh, actually, wait. Can I say something? I'll hold my other 2 actions. If somebody comes out of the cave with guns held up, I'm going to use some actions to fire.
Very good. And Ray is still moving forward. Wright, go ahead and give me a wits roll.
Probably not a 13.
So with a 13, you do hear your name hollered. From somewhere behind you.
Oh, behind me? Who was behind me? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Basically everybody.
That's right, I've been running. You all get to see me as just a tramp. It's that scene in Captain America where he's just...
He doesn't need the cane at all. Yes. He's a god.
I just need to rip my shirt off so you can see my rippling muscles. My
rippling old man muscles.
Yes.
All like the age spots. Yeah.
You ever seen a 6-pack on an old man? Well, you did now.
It's like that episode from Billy and Mandy where it's the old man who keeps like in perfect physical health so he can keep living.
Exactly.
Do you do anything?
I mean, I'll look back. But I mean, I don't know if I'll see anybody.
All right, so now if you're looking back, go ahead and give me another roll. If you choose to.
Actually, do I really care? No, they didn't say anything. They shouted my name, right?
You heard? Yes, but you clearly heard your name, Dr. Wright.
Sure, I'll look back.
Okay.
Book of Hateful. Little bit older. Yeah, that's 21, so.
21, it's Cal. As you look back, Cal is yelling and waving his hands.
Is he doing anything other than waving his hands, like pointing at anything, or?
No, right now, it's you're guessing he's just desperately trying to get your attention for some reason.
I don't do anything. I mean, I'm still running. I mean, very he good. Hasn't given
nope.
me any
no problem. Okay, so at this point, I have Frankie and Wright well in advance of the rest of the group.
Let me say, actually, I'm going to stick with Frankie.
Okay.
I'm going to keep up.
Right, you'll notice that the person who was with Frankie was behind you is no longer behind you.
That's okay.
All right, so one, two,
this is a shit
three.
Joke.
So more shots ring out. Aiden, with you, Nod is hit. Oof.
I don't like that noise, Barry.
It's about that duel.
Yeah.
Nod grabs at his side and drops to the ground.
Oh, damn it.
Quick, kill him.
So, at this point, do you have a saved action?
No.
Thought you did. No?
No, I only had two actions.
Okay. So, go ahead and give me a coordination roll. You're going to try and hold the bed from spilling the person out of it.
So that was horrible. Why have you failed me now?
Nice!
17 plus coordination. 21.
Okay.
Or
so
20, sorry.
You are able to set the bed down and not spill the contents, the person that's there.
The
you will hear. Ray, you are still closer to it. You will hear it a little more clearly. Up in the canyon walls, you hear somebody yelling down, and this is a nice echoing one, that says, "You will not enter the cave. It is ours. By rights, it is ours." And there is somebody from in the back yelling, "Akbar's been hit. Akbar's been shot." Okay, back to the top. Raya. In front of you, Aiden and Nod have stopped. Nod has gone down. One of the shots rang out. You're fairly certain he was shot. Aiden stopped there. The two of you either are going to go with the bed around the two of them or stop. Your choice. I just need to know what you're doing.
We're going to go up on the first action next to them.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you.
Oh, so you're stopping then
where
they are. Okay.
I'm going to ask you, Aiden, do you think you could carry the person on your bed? And do you think Nod could walk on his own?
No. I am probably going to take Nod. Can you take the other person?
Nod.
Can I put two people on one bed?
Wait, are you carrying a whole bed by yourself?
No. No. Raya is still carrying her bed with the person that was with her.
Oh.
So, yes, you could. You're not sure exactly what that's going to do to either of the people. They are in ragged condition.
You know, just go.
Okay, I'm just going to go on.
So you are continuing. All right. So then coming down from there, we go back to Aiden.
All right.
Nope, we go to Frankie, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm continuing into the cave.
All right. Then we go to Aiden.
Okay. Let me know if I can do this on two actions. So I go to the side of the bed where the person's feet are on, and I am going to cut the legs off the bed, not the person. I'm going to cut those off so it's kind of like a sled.
Sure.
I'm going to pick that up. I'm then going to put myself under Knob. And I want to just start trying to haul as best I can.
Okay.
And mutter about how I'm so pissed at
the doctor. So you won't move. You won't move forward this time as you work everything. I'm going to have you give me a vitality roll. If you have medicine, you can add that to it for Sweet. Trying to shoulder up Nod. As far as the move forward, you're not going to be able to lift that bed that far because you have nothing on the other end to hold it in. So the minute you get it over a very small increase in degree, by the way, you're pulling the feet through the sand. If you hit a stone or anything like that, you're going to stop.
Wow. I'll deal with that. I'll come to that bridge when I get to it. Oh, nice. So 16, 18 with my vitality.
All right. So with an 18, you are successful at getting them up. You are moving slowly. Wolf, where you're at, you're going to see Wolf and Ray. You both are going to see all of the things that are happening in front of you. So That was Aiden. We now go down to Wolf.
I was going to say, I'm going to look over at Nobbins. I think Happy Bullet's missing his thoughts.
You're saying that in Egyptian?
Yeah.
Okay.
He just dies. He's like, no.
Yeah, he just takes a hit in the head right there.
Wolf.
Okay. Can't think the thoughts, did you? Wolf's primary concern, if we can get this person at least in the cave, that way I can set them down and I can actually try to help the situation. If I drop now, it's just going to be more chaos.
So you're continuing.
Continuing.
Ray.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat. We need to not be on a dry riverbed.
Very good. All right, so moving down. I missed Wright. Wright is keeping with Frankie, we said. Mm-hmm. Is that correct? So the two of you are very close to the cave's entrance. There's a shot that rings out, Frankie. Your coordination?
4.
Okay, that will be a hit. You are struck. Now, you have armor, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. So with a 9, that is going to be a torso shot. So, do you remember how armor works? I believe that's a reduction when I roll the damage.
Yeah, I
don't. It is. All right, and I'm being silly because I actually should know the whole of this. So right now I have that would be a 17 in damage coming your way. What's the armor?
+2.
What is the vitality?
4.
So we are going to be looking at 11. Go ahead and give me your 2 dice roll.
9.
All right, so that grazes you, strikes off the armor, and bounces. So then, second shot rings out and slightly misses you at this point, right? You kind of skid side. And then, 1 and 2. There is a new shooter. You guys are now counting 4, and this it is not all from the left side. There is now 1 from the right. Ray, so at yours, 50. At yours, the guy on the other side is struck, but doesn't go down. You see him move, and just and you hear the shot. You see him flinch, and he just looks back at you, white as a sheet, and looks like he's trying to pick up speed. There's not a whole lot he can do.
Stay strong, buddy.
So we are back up to Raya.
I'm just going to use all 3 of my actions, or 2 of my 3 actions, to keep moving, and then hold the second.
The third. Well, there's the one action is you'll do your move, but you've got 2 more. Frankie, at this point, with the next finish of this run, you can get into the cave if you want to finish into.
Yeah, that's what I'd like to do.
All right. So you will go in, go ahead and give me a wits roll.
Oh, dear. Woohoo! I got a 00.
All right. So, as you are coming close, you can see movement. It's black on black, but you are seeing movement from the cave's mouth. Before you go running in, what would you like to do?
In Egyptian, I'm going to say help.
Okay. You're going to yell or say?
Yell, probably.
All right. And aimed at the shapes inside? Mm-hmm. Okay. And you still have more actions, I believe?
I don't think I have any way to bring light in here. So what I'm going to do is I want to back up against the cave wall and set the kid behind me.
Well, so you're not in yet. Are you talking about on the outside? Yeah, you are going towards it. You saw the shapes before. I just let you barrel in there. It's basically you would have been surprised otherwise.
Yeah. So what I want to... Ah, shit. Okay. So I'm going to keep my back to the outside and I just want to... Is there any kind of light that I can see in here?
No.
Can I wait for my eyes to adjust?
Do you want to go into the cave?
What I want to do is be far enough in the... I just want to barely breach the cave's entrance so that the kid is out of gunshot.
Okay.
But I don't want to go in yet.
All right. So as you come close, you're not going to breach there. As you come up to it, 2 people come out. You will see the distinct shape. Both are holding some kind of a curved sword, a scimitar. So then we will move. Do you still have another action?
I have 2.
You have 2. All right. So we will now move from Frankie, who is at the cave's entrance, down to Aiden.
All right. So I'm using 1 action to move. The other action is to look ahead to see where things are so I can avoid rocks.
Okay. In this round, to let you know, in this round, there will be beds passing you.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, I mean, I can't.
No, I'm just telling you, those are your two actions. Wolf.
It's not a race. It's about how
let me know,
there.
Wolf and Ray, let me know if you change what you're doing. Nope. Okay? Ray?
Keep it on.
Okay, so right, you saw Frankie run and then slow down quite a bit. Go ahead and give me a wits roll. You're going to add 2 to the total.
Oh, that's awesome.
23.
So you will see 2 shapes at the cave's entrance. You're reasonably certain that they are brandishing something. If you continue your run forward, you will know what they are, but at present, you just know there's something in each of them's right arm.
No, I mean, at this point, it's a hostile environment, so I stop right next to Frankie.
Okay, so if you go right up to Frankie, you finish the movement, so that's one of your actions, and you can see them clearly, it's 2 people with scimitars.
Oh, yeah, no, I aim my gun at one of their heads.
Okay.
Oh.
And you have how many actions total?
2 more.
So 2 more. You're not using an action to...
No, I'm saying I'm aiming for the
very
head.
Good.
Like, I'm going to try
to... Go ahead and give me a roll. Just to make it simple and easy and we keep moving, you're going to need 15s to hit.
Okay, so that first one's a hit.
Are you going to hit?
I'm going to wait for this. So the idea is to go for, you know, if I kill one of them, then I go for the other.
Gotcha.
So the first one was a hit.
So go ahead and give me location.
No, it's head, because I remember I...
You did
I
hit, took, so you subtract 3?
Yes.
All right, it was still a hit. So you're going to add 5 to your total damage.
Oh, please be high. Cool. 25, that's a fatal wound.
25. Almost. So almost. Armor modifiers have an effect.
To
Frankie, I did make... I'm just saying. They do it. And Frankie, I made a mistake. You don't subtract vitality. It still was a flesh wound, the one that came across you.
Okay.
Yeah, down. Your shot is boom. He's down. Remember to mark bullets.
Yeah. Second one, aiming for that head, and...
Where did he hit me, Barry?
Shoulder. Left shoulder. Well up above where the kid is.
And I need a what to hit?
You 15 to hit.
Okay, so...
I feel like this is worth chipping also.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and chip that. I'll use one of my rerolls first. That one's a hit.
Okay.
Barely.
And was this again head, so the minus
yes.
3 was taken into account? All
yes.
right.
Damage-wise, might...
Frankie, do you have a held action?
No.
Okay. Oh, yeah, 22.
So 22 is also fatal. That's just literally boom, boom. The
bitchin'.
2 in front of you have dropped. All right, moving from Wright and Frank, you are side by side and close to the cave entrance. We are going to move back to the top. I've moved through the others. So Raya, at this point, you are starting to see because you are moving forward, you are starting to see the cave entrance in front of you. You've seen Wright take 2 shots. You see Frankie up there as well.
Okay, I'm just going to continue moving forward.
Okay, very good. And holding the other 2?
Yes.
Frankie.
Okay, first I want to look in the cave. Do I see any more movement?
From where you're standing, you would have to move into the
I
cave.
Will.
So you'll move forward into the cave.
Yeah. I was going to say, could Frankie use a wits roll to see if he sees anything after the gun? Because the gunshot would have provided some light.
Well, the gunshot would have also been a camera flash.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Oh, but it's a quick camera flash.
Yeah, no, I would go in. Yeah. Right. And
so,
I would go slow, and I would go. But what I would like to do, I'll tell you, I'll play it out.
Yep.
Step just inside the cave entrance, put the kid down right inside the wall, and then stand in front of him.
Gotcha. All right. So that is going to simply be 2 actions. Go ahead and give me a wits roll. That will. Do you have 3 actions?
2.
All right. So that will be both of your actions.
Reroll. Yeah, I'm gonna use reroll. Okay, I have 1 more. I'm gonna use. Wow. Okay, I don't see nothing. All right. So,
highest roll was a...
Let's see.
It's a 3 and a 4 was...
Yes. 10.
So it is dark. As you come in, skitter, set the child down, all you're hearing is weird echoing in here. There's definitely water noises in here, not flooding or anything like that, but there's the drips that are everywhere. Your noise as you skid to a stop echoes off of every wall in here. It is going to be difficult to pinpoint somebody who's... moving silently as best they can.
Okay.
Moving down from Frankie, we are at 8.
Same process, trying to just get in there and give it an eye.
So moving forward and holding the action.
Right. Well, I thought I was using action to look for a rock so I could avoid them.
As far as trying to dodge people coming shooting at you?
I'm sorry. I'm looking. So, you said if I hit any rock.
Oh, you're saying spend an action to. Gotcha. Okay.
My extra action.
I am good with that. So, moving down from Aiden, then Wolf is next, still moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Wolf, you are seeing the cave entrance ahead of you. It will be the next two rounds. Ray, same situation. For you guys, Wolf, in front of you, Mei Ling and Billings are still moving forward with their man. Billings is huffing and puffing and does not look good. And Mei Ling is absolutely hobbling. That injury has gotten worse, but she does not seem to be stopping for any reason. Ray, in front of you, Marood, you can see is actually starting to take the majority of the load. You see him move from being at the front of the bed to hunch over half of the bed running. The person that's with him moving as quickly as he can with them. No one's looked back, so I will move forward from there. We've got a couple more shots ring out. Two, three. Shots go wild. As difficult as it appears to be for you guys to see them, it appears to be equally difficult for them to see and shoot you. However, Wolf, the man who's with you, drops, clutching his throat, and just drops off, completely off.
Shit.
So go ahead and give me, you hold an action, so go ahead and give me a coordination roll to keep from spilling the bed.
I'm going to use one of my personal rerolls on that one. It's way better. 20.
With a 20, you are able to control that. From up top, you again, for the people who speak Egyptian, hollering down, you can hear the voice say, "You have one more chance or you all die. Do not enter our lands." And you hear now a number of the people from the line who speak Egyptian, not you guys, are hollering insults back. You know, your mother was a goat, etc. type of things.
Hell yeah.
Insults back and forth. And one of them just yells out, we have left Akbar. So you guys will hear that.
All right.
Moving back to the top, Frankie, inside, your eyes are starting to adjust to the light.
Yeah,
there's no actual light, but I mean, they're starting to adjust back to, you don't have gunfire shot little strobe lights as you keep shutting your eyes.
I want to pull my headsman's axe off I cannot remember the word, holdy thingy for it.
You want to, I'm sorry, say it again?
Take the axe off my back.
The axe is out, yes.
And I'll just kind of move it back and forth directly in front of me.
Okay.
I mean, I can't see anything, right?
Very good.
Yeah.
You basically cannot see anything, but you expect that works both ways. Go ahead and give me an attack roll.
Oh, dear. Okay. 16.
Oh, shit. Go ahead and give me a damage roll. Or give me a location in the damage roll.
Okay. So,
I'm assuming when you say you're swinging with intent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and for the location, I just roll one?
2d10s.
2d10s.
Add them together.
Okay, so that is... I can't add all of a sudden. 15.
All right, so very good. You've struck somebody in the leg. Go ahead and give me damage.
What?
Yep.
You took a shot in the dart, you're swinging the dart, and you hit?
Well, it is the axeman. The headsman's axe is a long pole arm.
I know, it's just really funny.
And Frankie is extremely strong with it.
17.
So 17 for damage, so that's adding the axe damage. That is adding your vitality.
Oh, no. 17, 18, 19, 20, 21.
Okay, so we are subtracting from it their vitality. There is a very loud scream, and you can hear something thud, and a sword skids across your feet. You can only see it because there's the backward flash from outside.
Okay, is that one action?
That was one action.
Okay, my next action, I want to do like an intimidate, and I just want to yell like a combination of fuck off and move in Egyptian.
I like it.
That's all terrifying. Right. You backlit by the night.
Well, it's, again, it is, there is almost no light. Yes, there is some.
You can still be backlit compared to the cave.
Go ahead and give me that roll. Okay. We're going to do a charm roll. All
right.
And the flash is the gun.
Is that a good one? 15?
So with a 15, you've made the holler out. So moving down from Frankie and Raya. So
Frankie doesn't realize in Egyptian, he says, it's just a flesh wound. It's not on the way.
Aiden, you are continuing up. At this point, Aiden, 1, 2, 3. Yep, Wolf would have been 4. You saw Wolf's side drop. Wolf is just ahead of you. 5, 6, 6. You see 6 beds go past you. So just for you, for count in your head, you have one that's 7. You saw, you know that Frankie has pulled one that's 8, and Raya would be 9. There are 3 beds. Nope, I've screwed that up. There are 2 beds unaccounted for at this point that have not passed you.
Okay.
And you do remember Cal and Akbar were close in the line.
Right.
They have not come past.
Okay.
So...
am I at the cave yet?
Nope. Okay, you are still moving. You have 3 rounds to the cave.
Is there any way I can run faster?
No, not without dropping someone.
Okay.
At this point, you are doing... I like what you decided to do. You're doing everything you can to move forward.
Okay.
So then, we're now moving down to Wolf. So Wolf, you have the guy... there, unless there is somehow you're going to be able to save this guy on the fly, you're pretty sure where he grabbed himself and the gurgled scream and the gurgling sound now, he's not going to make it.
This is a very stressful situation.
It is. Give me a composure roll.
I think you want a will roll.
I would go with that.
Do you know, and this is one of the few times I actually kind of want to fail it.
Oh, no. Well.
You need to roll pretty low to fail this.
I would have to roll really low. Let's see how it goes. You know, for once, please don't roll low. Oh.
Did you botch?
No, but funny. I need to do some calculations here real fast.
I can't believe I hit somebody.
In the blind, exactly. So the frightening thing should be, if you hit somebody, how the heck were they that close?
Yeah.
No, the unfortunately, and what I was hoping to have happen, the drugs are too strong. So
all right.
You're too good at your job.
I'm too good at, they're too good at doing what they need to do.
So what are you doing?
I am going to take, there's nothing I can do to help this man.
Don't think so. You think that you could potentially do triage, but you don't expect that you would be able to save him at this point.
No. And especially with the gunfire and everything right now.
Nobody's hitting very well. You feel like what you've seen from the shots everywhere, they're just shooting as blind as you guys are running.
Okay. Well, if they're shooting blind at this point, Wolf is going to try. He's going to put down his edge of the bed.
He stops.
He's got his rip Elise. He's opened that up. He's, you know, going to do whatever he needs to do in order to, like, put a tube in his throat or
give
whatever.
Give me a medicine roll.
It was just a burp. Don't worry.
I'm staring you down for the I told you so.
I was telling Sequoia I should be standing at the cave just looking with a really smug look on my face.
That is a 17.
With a 17, you believe that all you could do is make him feel better. Mm-hmm. You don't think in an operating theater you could save him. There is a large portion of the neck torn out from trachea to side.
Yeah, basically I just jab him with just a little bit of hyoscine to give him that thing. And
go ahead and mark the half dose, I guess.
Yep.
And you are... That will take 2 actions. Do you have more?
No, that is all my actions.
Moving down. Right, what are you doing?
Wolf's had to put down a lot of people. I'm sorry.
Yep.
I really wish we had brought some... So, we were trudging through the dark. No one with us had light, correct?
Nobody with you has had light. Nobody... And let me say it a different way. Nobody with you has lit anything. It has been dark the whole time.
You had the
bit of moon... And you were trekking each time you were able to see as clear as you can. It was smooth. I mean, you're up and down sand dunes, but it was a smooth, comfortable trek.
Okay.
And there was a definite mark on the horizon. You knew where you were walking fairly quickly, even though it was hours to get there.
So here's what I would like to do. Tell me how many actions, or if I could do this in 2 actions. I would like to actually, I'll use 1 action to set my valise down.
Okay, you can just drop it.
No, there's expensive stuff.
You can set it down. I'm not going to take an action for that.
Excellent,
yes.
Thank you. Then I would like to reach into my pocket, one of my pockets, to pull out my matches.
Okay.
And I want to light a match above my head.
Okay, that's 1 action.
Okay, cool. Do I see anybody?
All right, so As you light it up, Frankie, this is going to allow you, do you have any saved actions? So as you light it up, startled in front of you are four more men, all with swords. You get a chance to see them. They are dressed similar to these other Bedouin. They have slightly different clothes, slightly different color and shape to the clothing. You're assuming it's probably different wool that's been woven, but all four of them have swords, and they look just as surprised as you are to see them.
I haven't heard anybody say hello in Egypt.
Oh, God, no. You haven't heard anything other than the guy who dropped at his feet. At Frankie's feet, there is somebody dead. Large cut through the side. I'm
holding the match up and be like, oh, hello! And I'm going to aim at one of their heads.
And shoot.
Blam!
Gotcha, all right.
With my Hippocratic Oath.
You can just say what Frankie said.
Okay. You know what, the negative three is going to be a hit.
I'm sure Frankie was just saying hello.
that's a 20.
The Egyptian words that Frankie knows is move, fuck off, help, animate, and thank you.
That's a 25.
So that's a 25 total with the plus 5?
Yeah.
Okay, that's much. Boom, dead. All right, so go ahead.
I have one. Oh, wait, go ahead.
I was going to say, go ahead and give me a charm roll. It's going to be extreme, but Frankie's already yelled shit. Now it lights up, and...
Do you guys want me to chip it?
Chip it good.
Yes, please.
Yeah?
Go for it. Why not?
I prefer not to be shot. More stab.
That was worse. So charm roll. 9.
9. No. All right.
So then with my final action, I'm
going
to aim at another person's head and shoot him.
That's very effective. You're just knocking him out.
That's my thing, man. This one actually, I think... No, I'm going to use my final reroll because I want to be cool. Yeah, that's a super hit. Oh, this isn't going to be as cool. Hold up. So that's... Oh, are you fucking kidding me? Well, he's incapacitated. It's a 20. I was one off.
So yeah, you take the shot.
It's my preferred weapon. Does anybody remember preferred weapon?
Plus one.
To damage?
To hit.
Just a hit?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's a
sword. So it's a good hit. He still goes down.
Yeah.
The sword drops as he grabs his head.
And then I do the international symbol of leave by just like motioning my gun.
And are you now? So you're standing at the cave entrance. Are you motioning?
Oh, wait. No. Actually, you know what? I'm going to point at the ground instead.
Okay. Give me a charm roll.
You already did
the charm roll.
Gun pointed sideways?
Next round.
Because if you do it with the gun pointed sideways,
that's real
scary. With disdain.
All right. So,
you gotta shoot him with disdain.
Ray, at this point, you've passed Wolf. You've also passed Marood. For whatever reason, his pair has slowed up. So you've passed. You are coming towards the cave as well. You can see that a number of the people in front of you are now starting to pile up in front of the cave. Because you're hearing gunfire from inside the cave, a light opens up as you effectively pull up to the front line where everyone's at, and there is talk amongst the group that's there. Billings is saying, "What are we doing? Why are we waiting out here? It's they're shooting us." And Mailing says, "Calm, calm." And you have the others in Egyptian saying, "What do we go forward? What's inside? What's going on?" So that's what you're going to back into. You do have a held action. So,
no. That's an incorrect statement.
Dr. Wolf, where you are at, Marood comes up where you're at. He says, "Doctor, get up. I shall take the other end." And what you see at this point is Marood has lifted the one end and another end, and the back end of yours, the front end of the one that he was carrying, and says, go.
Well, if that's the case, I mean, Wolf's going to grab his end. Yeah. He's just going at this
very
point.
Good. So, Wolf, you are still outside far enough to hear this. I'm going to expect Aiden to go ahead and give me a roll. None of the rest of you.
Okay,
yeah, Raya, you're actually at the front too, piled with them. So you're seeing the gunshots from inside the cave. A wits roll, I apologize. So you're at the front with the group that's seeing those shots go off. It's not your 20? Action yet, but you're
Dang.
There.
Oh, 20.
So a 20. So you are going to hear Cal yelling, "Marood, I need you now." So you can hear that from the back end. And we're back up to the top. So Raya, at this point, you and the person that you are with seven or eight, I'm not even gonna worry about counting, a number of the other ones, you're all around the front. There is light from inside the cave that is absolutely lighting up out here. I mean, it's, you're not brilliant or anything, but there is a light. You've been in enough different kinds of battles. Give me a wits roll.
15.
So with a 15, you know that if the group continues to just stand here, if anyone on the hillside can get an angle on you, it's shooting fish in a barrel. You guys are lit.
So we would need to find some kind of cover or get people into.
You're going to need to make a decision. I'm telling you what you know.
Okay.
You have your full actions. You are at the cave mouth. It would take you one action to go in.
I'd like to go in, but I would like to shadow and use my quiet.
Okay, so keep in mind
to try and be
that
as
you're moving with somebody
possible.
Else.
I'm going to actually leave him here with
the bed
and go in on my own.
All right, so you are leaving the guy outside and moving on in. Go ahead and give me a shadowing roll. Yeah, when you set it down, you can definitely hear some noise that appears to be directed at you.
Can I spend a Benny?
That's up to you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
How many do we have left? Is that it?
That was it.
That was it. 11.
So with an 11, the move and shadow will take you two of your three actions. You are able to move in. Your thinking is to move in and away from the light. That would get you shadow, so you're going to effectively go in to the left, excuse me, to the right-hand side of the cave. At the left-hand side is where Frankie and Wright, in quick succession, you will see Wright taking shots. Frankie is standing with the headsman's axe. There are two dead, maybe 20 feet ahead of them. There is one lying dead just at Frankie's left-hand side. You can see a bundle, probably the child Frankie was carrying, sitting behind against the wall. Your move. You still have an action.
Do I see anyone that I can take a swing at?
You are not within close enough range to make an attack. There are still two standing there menacing with knives or with swords.
But I can't see where they are.
Not at this time.
Okay, I am actually, I assume that Frankie and I probably have some kind of a signal.
If you want to whistle or that type of thing. Or...
So I'm going to make just our, without giving myself away as much as I can.
As much as you can.
Try and give Frankie our whistle or verbal signal that I am in here.
Okay, so Frankie, give me a wits roll.
Team attack.
You need to roll higher than a 7. Really, I'm looking for a botch.
No, I got it.
Got it. All right, so you know that Raya is now inside the cave. So, Frankie, it is now your move.
Okay.
Sir Robin.
So, how close am I to the nearest one?
It's a step. You are in combat.
Swinging. Yeah.
All right, so you step forward and take a swing at the first one.
Yeah.
Very good. What you guys are going to be rolling for is going to be 15s.
I used all my rerolls.
We don't have any rerolls left.
8.
So that swings miss.
And then I'm going to go again.
All right, do it.
I was imagining the one guy.
Rude,
like Terry Crews, and he's just deflecting bullets with his
hands. 16.
With a 16, you will make a strike and hit.
Okay, then I roll location.
Yeah.
And that is 6.
All right, and then go ahead and tell me what you're doing as far as damage.
Okay. 34.
34?
34.
So you take a strike, he looks like he's going to move to dodge you, instead actually dodges the wrong way, and you take a cleft from the upper side of the left hip down through the pelvis, down through the groin,
out
the right-hand side, pretty much just splitting him in half.
Frankie and Wright!
All right, so we move down from there
that's
to
brutal.
Eight.
About to say 34,
it's just
like
Voltron. Yeah. So Aiden, with you at this point, Nod stops being helpful. Nod's now dead weight.
Now's your chance. Do it.
I'm going to yell in his ear. Don't quit on me now, you sorry son of an Egyptian.
Just all right, go ahead and
give him the pep talk. We still have to fight at sunrise.
I have to kill you in the morning.
Nice.
Yes.
16, 17, 18.
Wow, with an 18, you can feel him kind of shake, and he's straggling along. So
you motherless goat herder.
Oh my god.
All right. So you are still
dressed funny.
So you are still dragging forward. We are now going to move to
Wolf. Smell like
feral demon vomit.
No, that's me. Sorry.
I went too far.
So, Wolf's coming along. Now, I know Wolf didn't hear Cal, or if Cal did speak, it was probably not in the language he understood anyway.
Cal speaks in English.
Okay.
not all the time.
At this point, you may not be understanding anything.
At this time, the doctor has forgotten English.
that's the throat brain coming out.
Throat brain.
I only understand bullet speak.
Bullet points.
There's a glance to Marood, because especially if it's like, Marood, I need you. And it's like a quick gauge to see, is Marood going
Marood to is, it looks very, very upset. He has both sides. He doesn't look like he's straining to lift them, but he is pushing as hard as he can with you. But he is looking back to watch.
I'm gonna try and grab like the other, as best I can, so that we're both.
So you're gonna wrap over the center, yep. Trying to pull it away from him?
Yeah, so we can at least have.
Okay, not picking the person up, taking the bed.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Go ahead and give me a vitality roll at this point.
Holy shit. That was a good one. That's 22.
Woo, so you grab it and start moving forward. He nods and lets you.
Mm-hmm. I'm carrying it all by myself. That's and under normal circumstances, that'd be enough to speculate. Not right now.
Right, go ahead and give me a wits roll.
Oh, a wits roll.
Wits roll.
I think I'm too enamored with how good my shots are. 12.
So for the half moment that you've had a chance to think about it, as the heat is starting to get on you and the match is ready to burn your finger, you will be dropping it this round. Mm-hmm. You'll notice that there is movement farther in the cave. It does not look like it's moving towards you. It seems to be spreading out behind the rocks that are inside.
Can I say something?
Oh, you absolutely can always.
Frankie, there's more of them in the back!
And then the light goes out. But you still have your actions.
Is it me?
Mm-hmm.
Cool, yeah, I'll take another match out.
Alright, so match is lit. You guys have the same again.
Yeah,
you
have your, are there two?
That's one action so far. There is one still standing directly in front of you.
Okay, do we want to save this guy for any reason that I can think of? No, I can't speak their language. I can't tell him to do anything.
Did he get on the ground?
Nope.
No.
There's one left standing.
Okay, I'm going to go for the head. That's a miss. I'm going to go for the head with my second action.
Your third action you took.
The third action.
Took one action to light that match.
My second actual action.
Gotcha.
By one.
Missed.
No, hit.
Hit by one. Go ahead and give me damage then.
Might be good. Oh, I actually don't think that's going to be very good. So that is 10, 17.
So with a 17, it is a good solid hit. He does drop the saber, but he himself does not drop.
Oh, okay.
He kind of shakes from it, drops it. He reaches down and picks the saber back up. So moving out from right, that's going to leave me Ray. Ray, at this point, you are going to, the two of you are going to arrive. There's the chain of people up here. For the three of you guys inside, Billings hollers out, "Should we come in?" Right as your gun, bam, bam. And you guys can answer if you want.
Can we answer now?
Huh?
Can we answer now?
Yeah, to what Billings says. Should we come in?
Only if you're going to be useful.
So, Ray, you've gotten there. You've set your charge down. Yeah. You can see that there are people out there that have not made it in. There are at least two beds out there.
Yeah, I mean,
you know that there's supposed to be 12.
As soon as I get in and see that there's still people out in the open, I'm running back out there to grab something.
Okay.
Good man.
I was going to say, you hear from the box cannon.
Ooh, Billy's bird.
Just like the echo of lightning.
Wait, we have peace. You have insulted the Bill man. We can all dunk on Billy. The universal language of dunking on Billy.
He's the Thanksgiving turkey.
Okay, so Ray.
This has been an unfortunate misunderstanding. We didn't know.
So you are running unencumbered at this point, to let you know. All right.
I'd like to start the piece.
So you're gonna hold one action, if I've understood it correctly.
Well, you I only have one action right
now. All
right,
then you're good. That's right, because Proess goes down. Exactly. All right. Shots.
Associated with combat.
So shots ring out from in the back. Inside where you guys are, shots ring out at you guys as well. So Dr. Wolf, once, and I'm sorry, Dr. Wright, I said it wrong, my apologies.
Oh.
Dr. Wright, you are struck in the leg armor?
And my leg... Oh, I didn't bring that armor, so no.
So, anyone quick, what does a standard gun do for base damage?
Like a revolver?
Yep.
Gonna be 5.
Okay, so 16, and range damage does not utilize that. So that is a wound of 16 to you, Doctor, right? A serious wound.
And I don't get to
do not take vitality from, yes, from shots. So that will be a serious wound to the leg.
Is it in my limping leg?
Oh, no! What a coincidence!
Well, you tell me. It's left leg.
Sure. Just because it's
that is the limping leg? All right. But go ahead and mark yourself a serious wound. That will
so, Dr.
You
Wright,
minus
two. You'll want to roll your willpower to see if to avoid turning into a throwaway.
It's a minus two to coordination, minus two to skill rolls. And I need you to give me a 14 or better roll for your new coordination.
Wait, you said, sorry, what was the negative?
Minus two coordination, minus two to skill rolls until treated. And I need you to give me a coordination roll of 14 plus.
I chopped a whole guy in half. That's a new one.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
The axe is a lot of weight and you are not weak.
Mm-hmm. You said you need a 14?
14 or more.
Save two, sorry. That's a 50. Now.
So that will make it. You will hold on to your weapon. Two.
It's not actually very useful.
He said we'd be going through their territory. Not that the cave was freaking
sacred
ground.
Oh, really? This was a bad idea, guys? This was a bad fucking idea?
Vindication!
Oh, I could die here happy.
You hear Egyptian from the desert. Fuck you.
Go. So
my last words, I was... Right. Dead.
Double meaning.
Double.
So for the crew that's outside, for anybody that's outside, which I actually don't think is any of the players, you're going to be hearing gunfire from inside. For the players, for the people inside, Raya and Frankie, you are going to see the gunshots. One comes very close to you, Frankie. Nothing goes your way at this point, Raya. There's another one also that comes next to you, right? They are shooting from inside. You are confident that that match is giving them the abilities.
Yeah.
All right. So, moving from there, you can hear basically like a picking up chatter outside. You don't necessarily understand what's being said, not necessarily because it's Egyptian, but because you're going to be focused on gunfire inside a cave. So, for the rest of you outside, who is now? I got to look at where we're at. So, Raya, what are you doing? At this point, you've seen the shots. They are quite a ways in. You could shatter your way in.
I would like to shadow my way further into the cave on one of my actions.
Okay, go ahead and give me a roll. You are the match is still lit.
Okay, I also have Night Fighter.
Okay.
I want Night Fighter. I have Night Fighter.
I see
I have
all.
Too.
What a coincidence!
We're all night fighters.
Let's we fight are me. Fighting.
16.
With a 16, you will be able to shadow in farther. Are you endeavoring to get to where the shots are being fired from?
Yes.
Okay, so that is one action. You're not going to make it there yet, but that does leave you with your other two actions to do whatever you wish.
Is there anyone here that I can take a swing at?
No, you are not close to them. You are moving over rugged ground. A lot of it is river stones that haven't washed out of here.
Okay, I'm going to continue to shadow my way back to where they are.
Gotcha. All right. So that was Raya. Frankie, there is no one within close range. You would have to go down what looks like a path towards the ones that are shooting if you do that, or move out of the cave.
I'm going to tell you, Dr. Wright, drop the match. And then, is that an action or is that just
no,
a...
No, that's okay. Telling what to do, but you can also hold your actions till the match is dropped.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Aiden, at this point, this round, you will get to the rest of the group. You have Nod, and you have the bed, which you have drugged this entire way. It's one action to do get there. Second action, what would you like to do?
All right, so I yell, medic. I lay Nod down.
Medic.
No medics here, just doctors.
Oh, I love it.
I lay the thing down, and I turn around, and I just take a deep breath, and I start booking it towards...
The ones that have not made it yet?
No, the head of the clan.
Towards Akbar and the group that has not made it yet. Very good. So down from Aiden, Wolf, you are carrying it. You have one more round to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Right drops the match. Frankie, go.
Okay, so I'm shadowing towards the place I last saw someone.
Do you want to expend the energy to shadow? The reason I'm asking that is going to make you more cautious. You're moving from space to space.
Oh, it echoes in here, right?
It so does echo in here. There's the drips going everywhere, the gunshots.
I'll just run.
Okay, very good. Go ahead and give me, with night fighting, I'm not going to make your target too high, but go ahead and give me an acrobatics or coordination roll, your choice.
I don't have acrobatics.
So coordination it is.
Yeah, okay. 16.
So 16. You have moved to where you are fairly certain where they are. You have one more action.
Okay, now I'm going to swing.
All right. So your actual swing at this point is going to be at a total -2.
-2.
In addition to that, what you're swinging at has partial cover. I'm going to let you know that if you don't aim, and it's still a blind aim, any of your rolls which puts you below the torso will not hit.
Okay.
All right. So let's first start with the hit. It's a base 17. That's the easiest way to tell you.
Okay. Yeah, I hit it.
All right. So go ahead and give me your roll. You're rolling an 8 or higher to hit. And then, of course, tell me what you hit. It's 2d10.
This is where I'm hitting?
This is where you're hitting.
Okay. I got an 8.
An 8. So it's torso. Go ahead and roll damage.
Okay.
Ooh. What is your vitality?
4.
Okay.
24.
24. Jeez. All right. You'll hear, and I wish I had the Wilhelm scream queued up, but you'll hear somebody scream. You thunk in solid into something. You not only hear as the weapon strikes and cuts into bloody meat, the head smacks into a rock. You hear the gun clatter out of the hand and the body, the scream and the swoon against it.
Okay.
Moving down from Frankie, we are next at Aiden.
Well, it was right. And he dropped
the match. It was Wright's round. I'm sorry, you're right. So, Wright, you have your actions.
Okay, cool. Well,
if you shoot in the direction where you remember they were, you know that you've already heard Frankie move away from you.
Oh, I know. I'm not going to shoot you. I'm not going to shoot at Frankie.
Frankie's a good boy.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to drop down to my valise and pull out some Stitch.
Okay, very good. And stick yourself?
Yeah.
All right. You've done that successfully because of the way that you've had your valise set up with the all whites. I don't see any reason why you couldn't blindly pick the right thing.
No, I know what. Yeah, I know.
Gotcha.
What
so go ahead. Now is this
my Stitch, not the
one you made. Okay.
Unless right. That Stitch is better, in which case is that?
No, I was going to ask you, but what it was you made more, not you made it different.
Yeah.
Did I wash this, Nina? All
right.
All right. I'm sharing it with myself.
That's one of my actions.
That's going to be two.
Two.
One to get it out. One to.
And with my last action, is it one action to one bullet reload, or is it one action to full reload?
So it depends on what type of weapon.
I have a revolver.
It's one bullet, one action. A cartridge would allow you to drop it in at once.
I just want to make sure I don't have a speed loader, because I don't think I...
That would work, too.
I don't think I bought one of those, although I should have. Okay, so then I'm going to go ahead and... No, you know, I'm going to holster that one. Okay. Is that a full action?
Holster the weapon?
Revolver?
Yes, that is a full action.
Cool.
So, Ray, you are continuing. You are one more running move away. Cal is yelling at you.
My goal is Cal.
Yeah, Cal is yelling at you, I need to help, but run... Run back and forth, basically trying to tell you to serpentine or evasive maneuver, but I was trying to avoid the silliness of it. So, one shot, two shot, no. Wow. Couple of shots come your way. Another one of the men who is with you guys, it screams. You're not sure condition, but you are still running in that direction. Cal is kneeling by somebody. There were, before that last set of shots took one out, there were two other people around him. One went down and the other one just jumps for the ground. So at this point, you just see Cal sitting there with someone. Then we will move back to the top. So Raya, with this move, you're gonna make a move for me. You're not gonna roll shattering. You're gonna either roll coordination or acrobatics. It will put you to where you are fairly certain they are.
Oh, okay. I'll be 18.
18. All right. So you move up to the area where you can hear movement. You've heard the strike from Frankie just a moment ago. You're going to be making attack at -4.
Okay. 14.
So with a 14, you will miss. You can hear the person make the move, grunt sideways away, and then jump back. You still have another action.
I'd like to strike again.
Okay.
Am I also at a -4 still?
You're still at a -4.
Yes, reroll.
17.
17 is your roll after you subtract 4.
Yes.
That will actually be a hit. Go ahead and give me location.
Hell yeah, Raya.
Oh, okay.
Is that 2d10s?
Okay. That is a 7.
Okay, so with a 7, that is going to be in the leg. Go ahead and give me your damage.
13.
So with a 13, you definitely feel it hit meat, and the person grunts. Moving down from Raya, Frankie.
Okay. Now, I want to... How many seconds is a round?
Approximately 3 to 5.
Okay, and so the next closest one, how far away were they when the match went out?
Say that again, were they...
How far away was the next closest person when the...
They're about maybe 10 to 12 feet from each other from the last time you saw them. Now what's happening is, what's affecting you is you still have the sounds. You have Raya attacking from the other side and the grunts and movement there, which is starting to mess with your actions here. That's the -4 that you guys are taking as a penalty to fighting in here.
Okay, so I want to take one of my throwing knives from my chest.
Yep.
My thing, and then throw it at the...
What you think you're throwing at.
Yes, and hopefully it's not Raya.
All right. So actually, you're going to roll this at -6.
Is it because it's dark? I have Night Fighter.
It's not just because it's dark. It's the... You're moving, it's moving, plus the -4.
Okay. All right, -6. Ugh, no. I got 3 and 5.
No. So you'll hear nothing for a moment, and then you'll hear it ting quite a ways off the back wall. However, this isn't going to help anybody. There's a gunfire, boom, in the direction of that back wall.
Can I do perception to, like, see where it came? From? I don't really know how guns work.
Well, there'd be a flash. Well, I mean, okay, in the movie and games, there'd be a flash.
Oh, yeah, there's so definitely a flash.
Would it be an action to shoot a perception?
I thought the flash in real life wasn't
them?
Actually that drastic in the dark.
It depends how dark it is.
It depends on how dark it is.
And the like powder.
You know, I might be thinking in daylight terms. Sorry, guys.
All right, Sequoia, you asked me?
Great question. Okay, so then would it be my last action to do a perception check to see where everybody is with the gun flash? Can I do that?
Sure. I'm going to have you make the roll at -2.
-2.
But yes.
And that's wit?
That is wit.
Okay. 10.
So with a 10, the flash, more than anything else, blinds you. As you look around, you're kind of seeing speckles and spots. You think there's one where you thought he was in front of you facing away from you. Because we're running late tonight... I'm going to close it there. Let me tell you where we're at this point.
Okay.
Starting when we come back, Frankie, you still have one action, if I remember correctly.
Unless the perception was my action, I don't.
Nope, you do have the perception as your action. So we are going to begin next time with Aiden.
Oh, okay.
For statistics, you guys have killed now 7 people, or severely wounded 7 people in there.
Not too shabby.
You have almost everyone up front with you. There is one bed that has not successfully made it here. That's the one that Frankie left behind from the child. You know that there are injured people out there, and then just for the things that you do know, there are 2 dead of your Bedouins in the group, mm-hmm. and you know that there are at least 4, a minimum of 4 different shooters up in the hills. And we'll see you next week.
Okay, thanks, Barry.
Thank you for listening to another NCRP Productions podcast. To stay on top of everything we're doing, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter, and like us on Facebook, all at NCRP Productions. You can show your support and help us continue to produce content by joining our Patreon. We offer additional podcasts like our B-sides and have GM materials, maps, and other fun things you can discover over time. You can find our podcasts on YouTube, Anchor, Spotify, Apple, Google, and many other fine podcast sites. Just look for us at NCRP Productions. We value your thoughts, so please don't hesitate to leave us feedback or comments. And if you would like to contact us directly, you can email us at ncrpproductions@gmail.com.